The conquistadors under Cortes have become a byword for ruthless savagery, although the Spanish campaign against the Inca in Peru under Francisco Pizarro was far more bloody. Once again, gold was the bait that excited Spanish interest. The Inca civilization was more widespread than the Aztec, better governed, and without the religious requirement for human sacrifice. The Inca himself was a divine figure, much like an Egyptian pharaoh. Commanding an army of 100,000 men, Atahualpa, the Inca who met Pizarro, understandably did not feel threatened when the Spanish arrived. Pizarro, however, was a ruthless manipulator. Holding Atahualpa hostage, he contrived to fill a hole with Inca gold to be paid as ransom. Pizarro was largely buying time with this maneuver to allow further reinforcements to arrive. When reinforcements finally turned up, the outcome was predictable. Atahualpa was killed. The Inca capital was seized, and the Spanish proceeded to rule through a series of Inca puppets. Inca civilization was thus destroyed. The expeditions of the Spanish in 16th century South America qualify as explorations only in the crudest sense. Of course, these Europeans were making discoveries, but merely in the basic definition of the word. They were driven by visions of personal fortune and glory. Discoveries of uncharted areas were a byproduct of those visions. For instance, a journey like the descent of the Amazon River by Orellano in 1541 was a direct result of Gonzalo Pizarro's search for El Dorado.